8:55 with Tom and Joe. If you're watching the NHL All-Star Game yesterday, you may have seen this guy interviewed wearing a Leafs jersey in Ottawa, where every time Leupold touched the puck from the Leafs, he was booed. Jerry D, how did they handle you there with your Leafs jersey on in Ottawa?
I got a couple of Leafs sucks, and as I walked by, I think I got a couple of you sucks too.
Sure, why not?
I'm a Leaf fan. I'm from Toronto, and no different than any buddy from Winnipeg who grew up there and would be supporting your team. No one actually really said too much to me, but I was kind of out of the I wasn't really in the heat of the battle down in the lower bowl seats, so.
Besides, Leafs fans are used to getting a punching at all points in time, so it doesn't matter whether it's from their team or from the fans.
I don't know what it is. I mean, the three guys got booed like crazy the whole weekend, and I guess it's just the nature of being from Toronto. But I'm a big fan of all the Canadian teams. I just have a lot more affinity to Toronto because my whole life I've supported them. So,
Jerry, doing some of that sports reporting and getting to show off your shtick on a national level on television has been pretty powerful in your career. Maybe tell us about your favorite interview, though, because, I mean, you had to be amped up about one for sure before you even got to do it.
Yeah, Barkley was pretty big for me, and Peyton Manning. Those would probably be the two best. Peyton Manning more because he remembered me. I actually, funny, I'm talking to you guys.
It was here.
Met him in Winnipeg.
Yeah, I remember the YM
at an event. And didn't try to interview him. It was kind of a big, he had security around him. And then I just hoped that he'd remember me. And then he did remember me when I saw him in Toronto. So that was cool. And Barkley is just such a personality. Michael Jordan and Gretzky. I mean, there's been so many great guys that it's just been an honor to meet them, let alone get a chance to interview them.
Jerry did the Y dinner here, by the way, with Peyton Manning. You were absolutely brilliant that night.
Now, Jerry, you tape your new show, Mr. D, which is on Monday nights. Caught it last week for the first time. Cracked me right up, and I'm hearing from lots of people, lots of our listeners as well, that they're loving your show. You film it in Halifax. You're a school teacher, which you were at one point before getting into comedy, right?
Well, that's kind of where the show is based on. I mean, it's an exaggerated version of me, what I was like as a teacher. I was certainly a little different style I had as a teacher, and we've exaggerated a lot for the comedy effect. But that's what it's based on. I taught for 10 years here in Toronto, loved it very much, loved teaching, and just sort of tried this stand-up comedy thing one night and wanted to try it for years and finally had the guts to do it and never looked back.
Now, since your wife still teaches at the same school, do you get some of your shtick from some of her stories now?
Well, she's on a little maternity, so I haven't had a lot of dance the last year. But, my wife's great. She has she has some great stuff. She comes up with some good premises for my stand-up. And, I got so many friends in the teaching world that I'm always calling them and asking them, stories and things to kind of add. So we're looking now at waiting on to find out about a season two, and then we'll get back, hopefully get back in the writer's room and pound out some more stories.
Okay, Jerry, on the local front, though, I mean, once you get that bug, they say, about doing stand-up, are we talking about another tour? Because they love you here in Winnipeg, as they do.
I'm back in Winnipeg in December. It sounds a long way off. That's generally how far out I'm going to be doing the Burton Cummings Theater again. And Winnipeg's always been supportive. So, hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to you guys as we get closer to that. But it is confirmed, and we go on sale in March for the date. I think it's the 7th or the 8th. I forget which date off the top of my head.
All right, now, listen, Jerry, while you're here, you're going to want to catch a Jets game. That would be on into our next season by then.
I'm hoping you make the playoffs. I said this, earlier to someone else that I really want to, it's the best barn in the league, they're saying. And I just think that True North thing you do is so classic, when the crowd says True North.
Right.
In honor of the owners. I'm interviewed Evander Kane and Burmese Strav, and I met them when they were juniors and did some interviews. So I'm a big fan of the Jets, I'm trying to get out there to do some score stuff if you get in the playoffs. So I'm hoping you do.
Well, we're all hoping we do as well. Back on the ice tomorrow night in Philadelphia. We all wear our Jets gear here. When you get to see a Jets game, You talk about your Leafs sweater. 99% of the people in our barn are all wearing up their Jets gear. It is a great atmosphere, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, it's not that great in the ACC. So that's one of the things. One of the things I get disappointed by is a lot of suits. It's a lot of high ticket price, and it's nice to see it. You got a team back there, and that the fans are showing their support. I wish we had that buzz. Montreal has it as well. You know, we just, I don't know. I don't know what they can do to get it, but it's starting to pick up a little, starting to play a little better. And we've been waiting a while for them to get back in the playoffs.
Hey, Jerry, your show's on 8 o'clock Winnipeg time on CBC. Good luck with it. I know ratings last week were huge, as they were talking about during the All-Star game yesterday, but continued success.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Jerry D. Mr. D is the name of the show.
Yep.
Check it out tonight, 9 o'clock with Tom and Joe.